The jingle, Khushbudar Antiseptic Cream Borolin, was and is memorable for a certain generation of Indians. India has two very popular multipurpose creams. Borolin is one of the two. Launched in 1929, the brand has become a trusted one. Generations swear by the goodness of Borolin, and today it stands tall, having survived competition from international brands and homegrown ones alike. In this episode of Marketing Nuggets, I, Mariam Narona, will take you on its journey. Yes, a product as good as Borolin sells itself. In fact, its marketing approach is best described as minimalistic, with simple packaging and a wholesale-driven marketing strategy. Borolin had no brand ambassadors for the longest time. It helped that around the time it was launched in pre-independence India in 1929, few alternatives to Borolin were available. GD Pharmaceuticals' flagship brand Borolin holds its sway over the states of West Bengal, Assam, and Odisha as the go-to fragrant antiseptic cream. Consistency has been the key for Borolin. It hasn't changed its distinctive green and white packaging and logo since its launch, except for a few subtle changes which were introduced in 2004, thereby making the brand recognizable for illiterate customers only by way of the colors on its package. The company has sensibly banked on consumer research insights, and it has not spread itself thin, launching many variants. Research revealed that Borolin is well entrenched in the minds of consumers as a thick cream. Hence, the introduction of skin and hair care products of the same brand with lighter consistency, like say a lotion or hair oil, would most likely be something customers would not identify with Borolin. GD Pharma has other brands, Aline Hair Oil, Suthol Antiseptic Skin Liquid, available in spray and gel variants, Penora Pain Relieving Ointment, No Pricks Personal Mosquito Repellent, Glow Soft Face Wash, and Raksha Hand Wash, all carry Borolin as a prefix to serve as a reminder, like Borolin's Aline, Borolin Suthol. These products are purely East India led, barring No Pricks, which is available on Flipkart and Amazon, and of course Borolin, which is sold across the country. It now has a variant, Borolin Ultra Smooth Night Repair Cream. GD Pharma has been contributing to the fight against the coronavirus with the supply of Suthol and financial aid in West Bengal. Let's take a look at how Borolin has evolved as far as product positioning goes, and this is reflected in its slogans and taglines which it has used over a period of time. In the 1950s, Borolin positioned itself as a cosmetic by calling itself a tender face cream. In the 1960s, customer feedback revealed that the product was being consumed differently. From a face cream, it was now being used as a multi-purpose cream for the skin, particularly to take care of intense dryness of skin. The tagline then became Borolin for the skin. The skin needs Borolin. Advertising in print and radio dominated during this time, and the 60s was significant for the brand Borolin as it transitioned into a national brand from an East India driven one. Since then, it has been advertised in many major Indian languages. Slowly, as the market became competitive, marketing Borolin was frequently refreshed with new taglines. In the 70s, brand building became aggressive with the tagline Borolin has no substitute. In the early 80s, it was marketed as the hard-working cream that protects your skin. In the late 80s, the tagline positioned it as a reliable brand with the tagline, in a world full of surprises, thank goodness you can count on Borolin. In the early 90s, Borolin asserted its position in the skincare cream segment, where the onslaught of Me Too brands made things challenging. With the tagline, Borolin, the original. A typical advertisement slogan of the early 1990s is an example from something that copywriter and ad maker Rituparna Ghosh crafted as a slogan for the antiseptic cream. It was in Bengali and it translated as, let the ups and downs not affect our skin's existence or life. And the single line blended reality with philosophy very beautifully. It said that you can heal cuts and bruises with Borolin and don't let these things get you down, was what it communicated. The advertisement became very popular and boosted the sales of Borolin, especially in West Bengal. In the late 90s, its skincare positioning made a comeback with the tagline, Borolin Skin, Healthy Skin. At the beginning of the new millennium, Borolin positioned itself as a magical product with the tagline, Borolin works wonders. Many skincare brands like Lux have used celebrities as brand ambassadors. Borolin never really used that approach for the longest time. Former Miss India Swaroop Sampat had featured as a model in its advertisements when she had won the title of Miss India as a representative of the choices of the modern women of those times. The company realized that while brand awareness about Borolin is high, awareness among youth about the relevance of the product as something that is useful for youth or a product for the youth who were really its target market was low. And to address this issue, in 2017, Borolin signed on Rima Sen as its first ever brand endorser for a 2-year period. A Chennai-based Salt Creatives came on board as its agency, and the brand communication featured Rima Sen sharing how use of Borolin is a daily ritual for her. It was a 30-second commercial and shot by Anil Mehta of the movie Lagaan fame and directed by Saurabh Ghosh of Click Pictures. It was aired on television, particularly during the peak winter season. Subsequently, Borolin introduced a new travel-friendly pack for the youth, a small 10 gram container with heavy print and radio advertising nationally. The brand also worked on strengthening its distribution in the rest of India and even abroad. In recent years, television star Sakshi Tanwar and cine star Vidya Balan have endorsed Borolin. Vidya Balan is its most recent brand ambassador. By consistently working on its positioning marketing and distribution, Borolin has striven to stay relevant as a brand for contemporary Indian youth. I'd like to sum up what I have learned from Borolin's journey. Quality, consistency, and staying true to its unique selling proposition have helped the brand sharpen its focus and stay entrenched in the minds of customers. Borolin has functioned as a standalone brand even when GD Pharmaceuticals products carry the same brand name as a prefix. Borolin was part of Super Brands India list for the year 2003-05 and is recognized as one of India's strongest consumer brands. GD Pharma has leveraged the brand selectively to sell only two product lines nationally. To conclude, I would say a good product sells itself, and that is what I have learned from the phenomenal journey of Borolin. Do subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thank you for listening.